From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suspect apprehended.
That's all going to be part of the investigation. You know what the motivation was? We don't have that yet. And again, this is going to be part of as we go forward here.
New York Police Commissioner James P. O'Neill at a news conference regarding a man who had been sought by police in connection with the bombings in New York and New Jersey on Saturday, who is now in custody following what has been described as a shootout with police. Law enforcement officials said 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami was detained in Linden, New Jersey late Monday morning. CNN showed video of a man it said was Rahami, conscious and on a stretcher with what appeared to be a bloodied right shoulder. Assistant FBI Director William Sweeney said Rahami had not been on police radar.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. That was the allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said Rahami is the sole person believed to be involved in the New Jersey and New York explosions. With more, Kate Dawson for VOA.
Rahami was wanted for questioning in Saturday's explosion in Chelsea that wounded 29 people, as well as for another bombing hours earlier in Seaside Park, New Jersey, about 135 kilometers south of New York City. No one was hurt in the New Jersey explosion. President Barack Obama urged Americans not to give in to fear.
And so even as we have to be vigilant and aggressive, both in preventing senseless acts of violence, but also making sure that we find those who carry out such acts and bring them to justice, we all have a role to play as citizens in making sure that we don't succumb to that fear.
Investigations into the blast continue. Kate Pound Dawson, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. A U.S. air raid has killed eight Afghan policemen in the country's volatile south, according to officials on Monday, in the first apparent friendly fire incident since American forces were granted greater powers to strike at insurgents. Mohammed Sadiq, a policeman who survived the attack, said their forces were engaged in close fighting with the Taliban when they were bombed. The NATO command center in Kabul confirmed U.S. warplanes had conducted an airstrike in the area, but said they targeted individuals posing a threat to Afghan forces. Saudi Arabia said on Monday that it has arrested 17 people from three cells linked to Islamic State group, which planned to attack military and other facilities. The Interior Ministry said 16 men and one woman were in custody. They are mostly Saudis, but include one Yemeni, an Egyptian, and a Palestinian. They are the latest arrests connected with the Sunni extremist group in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday the ceasefire in Syria is holding and some aid is getting through, but that U.S. and Russian officials are meeting to see if it can continue. Kerry told reporters in New York between bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly that the basic ceasefire is holding, but it is fragile. With more is VOA's Jeff Custer.
There was no official declaration of its fate by early Monday, but with deadly airstrikes on rebel positions in Aleppo Sunday and one by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday that killed dozens of Syrian soldiers, the pact appeared to be unraveling. U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien reiterated the world body's demands that it be allowed unimpeded access to deliver supplies and evacuate those in need of critical medical attention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for blocking aid deliveries and said Russia must do more to put pressure on him. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Secretary Kerry's comments come as the U.N. Emergency Relief Coordinator says he is pained and disappointed that humanitarian aid convoys have yet to be allowed into the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the votes. Some analysts see this as a referendum on President Vladimir Putin's 2018 run for re-election. Police fired tear gas Monday at hundreds of opposition supporters rallying in Kinshasa to demand the departure of the Democratic Republic of Congo's long-serving President Joseph Kabila. The police action came after dozens of youths shouting "Kabila, get out!" threw stones at police on an arterial avenue in the heart of the city. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.